is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
Hello everybody, this is Daniel Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hey, Soul family, wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for joining me today as we kick off another quantum adventure and a conversation of quantum proportion. So if you'd like to call in with your questions, I go ahead and invite you to do that now at 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. And if you need to email your question, you are welcome to do that at ontheair@tellus.net. That's ONTHEAIR at tellus, TELUS.net. So we look forward to your calls and questions. And just to go ahead and kick it off, today's channeled topic is amplification of energetic resonance. And that was kind of a mouthful when it came through, and I thought, wow, okay. But really, what it is offering us is an invitation to step deeper into what it is that we really want to see play out around us. And there, of course, are some crazy energies that are amplifying currently and gaining traction and momentum. And we are coming into the space where it is an instant response to the energy. So really, there's this dichotomy of the third density with the fifth density, or the third dimension, fifth dimension, or the old way of operating into the new way of understanding. So we're really learning to amplify what it is that we want to see, and recognizing that as we choose to look at a particular direction, we're naturally amplifying the energetic resonance of it. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in here. I see a caller. Caller, area code 510. 510, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Calling in from, yeah, hi, this is Camille, and I'm calling in from Oregon.
Hi, Camille. How are you today?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. What question have you got?
Okay, I've got a question about love, if you can
okay.
get some insight. There is a man by the name of Benjamin.
No names.
Oh.
That's okay. you know, anonymity purposes, and also just I work with just energy, so I don't necessarily need names. It's rare that I'll ever ask for them. But, yeah, I just find it kind of, you know, radio ethics. I leave it very simple. So, okay, so this individual is what was your question with regard to love, if you could
redirect
it?
Okay, yes. The question involves me and this person. Is there we've been doing a lot of talking, and now we need to planning. So the question is, will this all work out in the way that I am feeling it will? Like, is there really the potential that we are discussing? Will that come to a head and manifest as something incredible?
And yes, it would be very easy as intuitive just to go, okay, yes or no, maybe so. But the beautiful part about this is your experience through it. So that requires you to feel and connect more to who you naturally are, which is an incredibly intuitive. And I feel that, you know, yes, I can answer this, and yes, I will answer it for you. But what I'd like for you to do is be able to tune in to how you're feeling and see what you feel about it. So when I ask you how you feel, what do you think?
I feel good.
Okay. And if you could just sort of summarize it, how do you feel good?
I feel good in terms of I feel like I have a friend, someone who is interested in me. Yeah.
Super, super. So really you are looking at amplifying the energy of that relationship, right?
Yes.
You're wanting to take it to the next level.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So this is, you know, I love how these questions come in right in line with the topics, because what you're doing is you're asking, you're not only asking, but you're wanting to experience something in a more amplified manner. So you're wanting to connect more to the energy that you're already feeling. You're wanting to expand on it, to deepen it, to grow it, to connect. And, you know, simple answer, yes, it is going to happen for you. But I feel like the journey of it, the lesson in it, and the understanding of it is going to be you fully engaging with your intuition and trusting how you feel about it. So that trust is a big factor in fully experiencing, feeling that full experience of what it is that you're creating. You're manifesting something beautiful, and this person is also engaging with you. So it becomes this incredible spiral of energy. And at times we fear that spiral because it's so powerful. It feels so good. We don't want to be let down if it doesn't work, if that spiral doesn't continue. It can feel like it spirals out, or there's a fear of maybe past experiences that say, oh, you really can't be happy in this. Those old messages. So as you release those old beliefs, the old drama, the old stories, old relationships, and you really step into this and trust what it is that you're feeling, you are going to recognize the ebb and flow of it and know when to add more or when to just be. So while yes, the question, you know, the answer to your question is yes, there's also a process that, Camille, you're involved in that requires you to say, is this something you really want? The universe is like, do you really want? And if that answer is yes, then trust that answer. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm so excited for you. Follow it, trust it, and know that you are going to know along the way the steps that you need to take to add to it or to just hold steady. It won't be an all or nothing. You'll recognize when you need to add energy or spice or step back and just hold the line. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Best of luck. Enjoy the ride.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye, Camille. Enjoy. So I love how Camille's question is so poised with the channeled topic, because really we're learning to amplify what it is that we want to experience. And it doesn't mean that we don't recognize either some experiences we've had along the way, you know, our old beliefs, old stories, like I was saying, or even the drama that we're recognizing play out around us. But if we really want to connect into and engage more with the things that we want to create, then it's requiring you to step more in yourself. Really, the only requirement that you have is to be more of yourself. And when you are yourself, you put out an energy like a pheromone or like a frequency, a tone, that will attract whatever it is that you want to attract to you. And remember, what you want wants you to. So if it is an authentic frequency, then it is going to be a match that comes in. It's going to naturally gravitate into your experience. So choosing to detach from drama, to detach consciously from your old stories, and instead of every time you have this new experience, say, oh, well, you know, this happened way back when. And, you know, I may or may not be able to do this because of that. Well, you've just put a nail in the coffin of what it is that you want to create because you are looking backwards instead of just being. It's okay to dream and put something in front of you that you're stepping into, but to have the stories behind you, they're behind you. Let sleeping dogs lie, as they say. So just let them remain. You can recognize them for what they were, but see that you are going in a different place. They become a reference point. They become a reference point to recognizing where you were, but maybe also, too, to hone in a bit more on where it is that you want to go. So I see a email question in here from Angela in Boston who wants a reading about her current online boyfriend. Her friends and family are saying he's a catfish, but she thinks he's real and in love. Which side is right? Okay, Angela. Again, yes, I will answer your question, but I'd like to bring you along on the ride with me. While it is great to have people that have your best interest and maybe, you know, devil's advocate on the other side, how do you feel about it and what do you want to experience? Do you feel strong in how you feel about yourself and others, or do you feel kind of wishy-washy in a way with how you might feel about it because you're uncertain or ungrounded in your perspective? So it is very important to find your feet when it comes to understanding the path that you want to take. The translation of that is you need to ground as you make your decisions. And ultimately, it is your decision. And it doesn't matter what anyone says. So considering that, you know, you come back to you. And is it something that you feel very confident in? Or are you hesitant? And then if you're hesitant, why are you hesitant? Is there a red flag that came up that makes you think in a particular direction? So I'm going to tune in here and look a little deeper, but maybe ponder that while I'm looking into your question. Okay, so just a moment. Okay. With his energy, I feel he is non-committal. He's non-committal. And that doesn't mean that you can't have a relationship with him online. It just means that you recognize where his state of energy is. And then you have to see where you want to go. Is non-committal an ingredient that you want in your recipe, in your zest for life? Are you just exploring? Are you just enjoying the company? What does it mean for you? So really, it doesn't matter what someone else thinks. It's how do you feel? How do you feel? And if this is something you want to continue to follow through with the understanding that he's non-committal, that might be something that you consider as you go along. But you might be finding out a little bit more about yourself as you are in this relationship with him. So just keep that in mind as you flow along, because really the joy is in the journey, and there may be something about the current connection with him that is teaching you something about where it is that you really want to go ultimately. So I do think your friends have your best interest. It feels like they do. But I feel like it is very important for you to recognize where you are and what it is that you want. So keep that in mind as you go along. Thank you so much for your question. Keep us posted. If you have any other comments you'd like to add to that, feel free to write those in too, and we'll look at that. So best of luck, Angela, and wishing you lots of luck in love. Okay. So moving on with that, this is also a time on a collective level for retrospection, to rethink, relook, those terms that start with R-E, those words, like maybe even reinvent, request, you know, different types of energies in your life that may require you to reassess in some way. We are going through a Mercury retrograde phase. You'll hear me often say this. And there are several other planets that have also been retrograde as well, asking us to take a look a little bit deeper, maybe slow down, maybe in retrospect look at our lives in a different capacity. And the dates for Mercury retrograde are the 23rd, so they just began, until September 14th. And through this time, it is really giving us an opportunity, again, another invitation, to define ourselves in a little bit of a clearer way. And so the amplification of the energetic resonance is really giving you the opportunity to reflect on the subjects that you're going through, maybe some challenges or changes or some different things that are showing you that you can become more empowered in what it is that you want to create in your life. So I'm seeing a couple of more email questions here. So it looks like Denise in Saskatchewan would like a general reading message from Spirit today. Okay, Denise. Give me a moment to tune in. Okay. I'm taken to the subject matter of your identity, how you see yourself in the world around you. This would relate to second chakra, which is sacral chakra located at the navel. And for those of you unfamiliar with the chakra system, it is the metaphysical part of the body that engages with who we are and how we engage in the world through our energetic resonance. And so for you, Denise, I'm really seeing a shift in how you see yourself. So you may be looking at taking a new path in life or recognizing that maybe you don't fit in a particular capacity in some way with how your current world looks like, the current scape of your world. So you may be trying to figure that out, you know, maybe wanting to go somewhere and can't really see it clearly. So Spirit is really guiding you to the clarity that it is that you're looking at. So again, through this retrograde period, recognize that this next few weeks is about looking at where it is you'd like to go, seeing who you are in that process, and maybe releasing some of the old patterns that you've had up until now, which in doing that is going to create a void. It's like a vacuum that draws in the new energies that you're looking for, that you desire. So you will have to let something go to bring something in. And for those of you listening too, remember that you will let something go to bring something in. And it is the natural state and flow of things, because if you have a cluttered home, how can something else fit that you can really engage with if you're not, you know, releasing some things that no longer serve? So keep that in mind, Denise, as you move through these next few weeks. It's very important to be clearer in who you are. And I feel like maybe validating who you are, like a validation. Allowing yourself to be who you are. You know, maybe there's some part of you, your subconscious level that holds back from engaging. So it doesn't necessarily mean dive in head first, but maybe wade into the pool with an understanding that you are strong, capable, and very able to see the changes that you'd like to make in your life and bring those into fruition. So best of luck. Thank you so much for your beautiful question. And keep us posted on how you're doing. And now I'm going to go to Eleanor in Seattle, who'd like to know how to increase her money flow ASAP. Oh, I love manifestation questions. All right, Eleanor. Okay. This is a fun visual that I find it always works for me, and I've learned to trust it. So I'm going to pass it on to you as we step into this. And so for those of you listening too who'd like to participate, imagine just feeling your body. And if you need to feel like you close your eyes, if you can, fine. It's not required. But just really get into your own personal space where you feel your body, your energy, whatever that looks like for you, just recognize that space. And you can do it a couple of ways. You can either see this beautiful funnel above you and imagine it being this beautiful gold funnel that is, it is pouring in the abundance you'd like to see. So whether that is in the form of health, wealth, happiness, love, whatever that form is for you, whatever it is you'd like to manifest. So in Eleanor's case, it's going to be money. So you can imagine these beautiful gold coins just pouring into the top, funneling right in to your energy field, to your experience, to your physical, mental, and emotional self. Almost like, you know, you're in Vegas and you know, pull one of those machines down and it just, you hear the coins just pouring out of it. It's pouring into you. You've asked for it. Imagine it coming in and filling up that coffer or that pot of gold, if you will. Just keep filling it up. Just let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. If you find yourself kind of going, oh my gosh, I don't know about this, or you have some hesitation in some way, just release it, set it aside. You don't have to look at it right now. Just feel that flow come in. When you feel like your pot is full, that coffer is full, hold gratitude for it. Look at it and feel it. Imagine what that feels like. Be creative in the feeling. You feel fulfilled. You feel at peace. You feel like you're like, whew, especially if you have, you know, big things that require financial attention. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel scary to feel the lack of. But right now, you're just tuning into the feeling of abundance. And for those of you that are listening in other terms, you know, looking for that health, wealth, whatever, feel that abundance of that energy that you want to experience. Now the challenge is trust it, because what you did energetically is it's the amplification of the energetic resonance that you just created. You stepped into the amplification of the energies that you want to feel. So in doing so, you have just created the energies that you want to feel. Now, what you have to do is affirm that they are there and know that you will receive them in some way. You may not know exactly how it's meant to come to you. It's not the point. The point is you don't have to know how it comes to you. You've asked for it to come to you, so you have to trust that it will be there. So the trust factor, I feel, is the most difficult part of the process, because that's where we try to understand where it's coming from. The universe provides immediately. We get in our own ways by seeing that it should come a particular way. So don't have an attachment to the outcome. Just know that you've created the energy that will create the outcome that you desire. And allow the universe to do its work. It's magic. And so for you, Eleanor, just feel that. When you feel like you are seeping back into doubt or it's not coming quick enough, go back into the fact that you've trusted it and you are allowing it. And go back into the energy of filling your coffer full. Feel it. Know it. Play with the imagination of how it feels in your hands, in your world, in your experience. So trust that. Play with it. Enjoy it. Eleanor, I wish you the best. Please keep us posted on your experience with that. Way of working manifestation into your world, and look forward to hearing from you. So, okay, I'm going to step into a caller. Caller number 287, area code 287. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling you on a little bit of a low day, so
okay.
Just put that out there. I'm wondering what you're picking up as far as, I guess I would say my living situation, but it's just sort of my life in general. Just lay it on.
Okay.
I just been on this adventure for over a year and a half of like spirit's been moving me, my soul has been moving me around from different places a lot. And I've had the experience of creating amazing things. And then I've also had the contrast. And also I should say, like, I'm in a new state. So like my whole life has been like overhauling and I've been actively creating it, but I'm at the point, like sort of the last like day or two, I've just been sleeping a lot and resting. And, I just kind of feel like I don't want to play this game anymore. It's going to make me cry.
Okay.
Like it's been so exhausting kind of, and I'm not saying I have to keep playing it and it's like just time for me to rest and just receive, but it's like, I think I'm going through this like mourning of like, I was so in participation of it and like, I'm going to conquer this. And like, I'm like, I just can't do this anymore.
I've got one word.
Yeah.
Surrender.
Yeah.
Surrender. And it doesn't mean you are losing, and it doesn't mean that you're failing. It means that you are coming into you fully so that you can make the choices that will be coming to you from a place of authentic knowing. You are surrendering to the process and to the flow. You've done nothing wrong, and you've not failed. You are, your energy is, and again, I said this earlier, the only requirement that we have is to be more of us in the world. The only requirement we have is to be more of us in the world. And that can feel uncomfortable and unsettling if we have been trying to either stay above water, so to speak, and, you know, keep climbing, you know, that sort of energetic, I don't want to say dumping, but it's like, you know, you're pushing out a lot of energy trying to create something. It becomes this push instead of flow. So the surrender part of the energy is simply coming into the space of being, because there's more choices that are coming in and need your attention. But if you're doing it from a push, you know, if you're pushing uphill, pushing the stream, pushing, then you will be unable to see the opportunities that are right there next to you. So the energy is actually supporting you. And again, this Mercury retrograde coming in is this space where it's asking you to slow down, assess. Look, you may decide to keep them some things. You may decide to chuck some things, to release some stuff. And whatever that is, then you will be able to build the momentum back up with the new gifts that you've attained as a result of you holding the space to grow from. And it is surrender. It's a surrender energy, and it can feel uncomfortable as you're moving through it. But you're right on time, and I do feel you have, and I think I've said this to you before, you know, there are things coming into your world that you don't see yet. But they're right there, and they're asking you to slow down so that you can gain the vision of them. They're right there. But it's kind of like the universe has your coattails, and it's just asking you to pause.
I'm happy
breathe.
To pause. Yeah, I like literally can't keep going. I just, there's been so many different phases of this, and I know that nothing's static, but it's like one minute it's like affirm and push forward, then the next minute it's the surrender, then it's the next minute it's, and then I think I achieved, and look at how I did it, and everything's coming together now, and everything is coming together now, but then it's like, oh no, now you're out in a new place again. Like, you have to move again. And it's like, oh, my God. And it's just, on top of that, you know, I'm taking care of going out and socializing. Like, there's this strong desire to be making friends here. And then it's like, you know, connecting with my life partner, because he's part of the reason why I came here, too. Like, energetically, I felt him calling me. It's like, it's all these different things. And it's like, oh, I just, I don't know.
I will say the waves are not going to stop coming. You've got more waves coming in, and I think you feel that, but it's not, you're not going to drown. You're actually learning a new way to create. So trust that you are in perfect alignment, and you're going to know at each what and where you need to go and how you need to move, because that's what you've done. You've connected to your authentic nature, who you are. You've connected to. Now it's a matter of really implementing that grounding and holding the space for you to continue to grow, because you're still growing. It's like a seed that's been planted and you're still nurturing it. So it's learning to weather the storms. You know, the wind comes and blows a seedling to help it become strong so that it can withstand the nature of things. So keep that in mind. You're getting strong winds that are helping you become strong. They're helping you become strong. And you'll just maneuver and grow as you go.
I know.
I hear that.
It's like a no comment. But just one other thing, kind of related somewhat. I've been planning these classes, I call them trainings, for like 3 years or so, since everything has been going on, the excitement in the world, and or the intensified excitement, put it that way. And I have these visions of me teaching them, and I'm starting to, like, some of the fear, like, the fear keeps pulling me in, and I'm like, oh, I can't teach them, I don't know, like, there's, like, fear, paranoia stuff going on. And I'm like, okay, not yet. But then the other day, someone was talking about it, and I was like, okay, I am going to do it now, and then this is how I'm going to come out and do it, and blah, blah, blah. But somebody was making a comment to me the other day on how, so like the area where I live, it's not all the areas, but I mean, I've lived in a lot of areas. I've had a tour of like this side of Pennsylvania, but like there's a lot of companies that are in the establishment, let's kind of put it that way. And they were like, so people were, someone was saying to me, I don't see you staying there, and I don't see you teaching those classes there because, like, the field, I forgot what she was calling it, but it was, like, making sense in a way of, like, the how, like, certain places have certain fields of energy, like, grounded into them. And because, like, that area is, like, so in the establishment that you're sort of talking about the corruption around, like, you're not going to be able to do those classes there. And she's like, I don't even see you staying in the state. And somebody had said to me also, like, a couple of months ago, and I know it's just, like, just listen to yourself, but they were like, I see you moving to this other state, like, out of the state, too. So I'm just kind of wondering, like, and I ask Spirit all the time, like, you know, am I supposed to be here? Like, did I just waste a year and a half of my time playing this game of, like, getting to my authentic self and being guided by, like, my raw nature? Like, was this just me? I mean, I know nothing's wasting time, but it kind of brings up anger of, like, I've done so much physical work around here to get my life going. So I'm just kind of wondering, like, I don't know. I guess it's, like, a stupid question to ask, but since two people...
It is not a stupid question. Let me jump in here. Let me pose it a different way. While what they may be seeing is true, let's look at it from a different angle. They're looking at it from a finite perspective. But let's just bring the natural flow of things into the mix. So one of the ingredients is surrender, which is what you're feeling. And the other part of it is allowing. Now, what's beautiful about manifesting and creating, and you've said, yes, I see myself teaching, and then I feel like, no, and it, you know, it's like, yes, no, yes, no. There is a lot surrounding the actuality of that experience. So what if, and let's just take a different perspective, because this is how spirit works. What if you start to open up, and you say, okay, I'm going to step into the role of teaching. Even if you may have that hesitation if it's not going to work out, or you feel like there's something else you have to work on before you officially teach, or whatever that is. Let's just say you say, okay, I've created these teachings, these trainings. I'm going to just start to put it out there and see what happens. No attachment to the outcome other than you'd like to feel the experience of teaching. And let's say that all of a sudden you connect to someone who's connected to your trainings that happens to be in a different state, who is a part of an organization that has a location that is completely open to your style and way of training.
Right, okay.
This is how the universe works and how manifestation works. So just because somebody says, okay, I don't see you in that state, well, how do you get to the other states?
Right. Okay.
And
that confirms,
yes.
Like, what I was even saying too, I was like, just keep carrying on. Like, you're going to do this privately. So it's like, it's sort of a word of mouth underground, which is always how I said I wanted to do it, because I just think that's cool. And I think that's the way we're going anyway with this stuff.
So let me throw in another word here. Instead of underground, networking. like the mushrooms, networking. You're networking. You've got your, what is it, the myelin or whatever that the mushroom has that communicates with the trees, and they're all connected. So you are connecting on a fundamental way of moving the energy, and that is the natural way. It's the same way as we're going to move more into a trade society.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us that choose to experience, yes, there will be an establishment, and yes, there will be certain areas, you know, like quote-unquote the 15-minute cities and that kind of thing. But that's what those people will choose to experience. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not our experience or my personal experience. You may choose something completely different. So you will move the amplification of your energetic resonance. When you begin to focus in on what it is you want to experience and allow and keep taking one step toward that experience and allowing it to open without judgment or attachment to an outcome, you will connect to what it is that you seek, inevitably.
Right.
And you have not failed in any way where you are. So say that the person, the love of your life, is in that particular area that you are now in, quote-unquote, embedded into, and all of a sudden you're seeing a change. What the energy of the universe is asking you to do is don't hold attachment to the outcome. Know that you will be helped and moved with grace and ease into the space that accommodates the energetic resonance that you wish to amplify. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's truth. Okay. You know, you speak truth. And that's what I was saying also. I said, you know what, first off, maybe it's a thing that, you know, you meet your life partner, you start doing your work here in this certain area, you meet your life partner, and then you guys decide to scoot out of the area, you know, but like you, there was so important for you to be here. And I was like, also, you know, it could also be a thing, too, like you didn't want to be here for winters. The winters are not good here. Like, you were like, hey, I want to do my horse work down in Florida. And, like, that would be, you know, an example of that, too, that maybe you're back in. I was like, there's so many variables that can happen. And I just didn't want to, I want to say that, because this is a good thing, a celebration. During this journey that I've been on, I recently reconnected, and recently as in, was it last week already? I can't remember. Was it last week, I think? I reconnected with my parents as far as in the physical. Like, they live in Florida now, but I've been estranged from my family for, like, on and off for, like, close to 15 years. And I just saw them. It's going to make me cry. I just saw them face to face. They happened to be up here for vacation, and I was like, let's meet. And I was like, this is huge. Like, I've been dreaming about this for years. And, like, I was going through all this forgiveness stuff with them. So it's like, just keep allowing these things to come. Like, oh,
yes. And you're not meant to know what's in the next step. You are meant to flow through it and allow the gifts to be shown to you. And just keep affirming that you will flow through them with grace and ease. Grace and ease. So,
but that's been a huge gift. That's been a huge gift of what happened through this.
Yeah,
so I want to
it's beautiful. I'm so happy for you. I'm truly elated. And Jessica, I could talk to you all day long. I actually have a couple callers I'm going to try to get to before I have to wrap it up. But beautiful update. And I know you're having a low day, but I hope you are able to redirect it in a way that you feel comfortable and helps to support you as you move through these next steps.
Yeah, thank you very much for your support. I appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome. Keep us posted.
Right.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you. Right.
Okay. I'm going to go to area code 203. 203, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Brenda, hi. This is Pat from Connecticut.
Finally, hey, Pat.
With you. Hi. Finally have come up for air.
Good. I thought about you. Wondered how you were doing.
Oh, I thought about you many times, too. As you know, it was, I don't know, a month or so of, you know, pretty worrisome sickness with my dog, and then making the choice last month to help him pass. And okay. The grief with that, and then later, I may cry, but I'm really fine. Actually, grief has become really beautiful in this journey. A week later, I lost my very, very, very best friend, who a couple of months ago, I thought, how am I going to not have her in the world? She was a remarkable woman that gave the world so much. But I'm doing okay. And I last week, plus a separate incident, I was attacked, just shredded by two people. And it traumatized me, but praying, forgiving, cutting ties, trying to determine what is okay to say back to them as far as standing up for myself, and do you say nothing and just give it to God. So that's kind of where I've been.
Okay.
Wondering what's ahead. I got so traumatized by these people, I was questioning everything. I had planned to, I knew I couldn't get another dog right away, you know, your special dog, so I decided I was going to foster. And I even had someone months ago, a hypnotist I was working with, said, I hope you're not going to make a neurotic choice, a codependent choice on your next dog. And anyway, that stuff kind of came flooding back, and I thought, I'm making a terrible mistake doing this. And then I did some ministry work, and I'm better. So
good.
I just wanted to check in with you and see if you pick anything up as far as moving forward.
Absolutely. And what I feel like is you have gone back, and it's interesting with these, you know, retrograde energies that we're experiencing that are asking us to slow down, reassess, and take a look at some of the experiences that we've had, to see if that's really where you want to continue and move forward. So you can kind of take it as it resonates, apply it to how it fits in your world. But I really see you taking a moment to really check in with yourself and say, is this what I really want? Is this what I want to experience? You're detaching from stories that you've had in the past, like, you know, these stories of people attacking you, you know, the dog story, feeling strung out energetically in many ways. And so you're really reassessing what it is that you need that helps you.
Right.
And I feel like you're going to have some choices that come to you, some invitations that come to you that are solidifying the decisions you've made. So I feel like you've already made some decisions, but I feel like you've actually sent out a manifestation into the world, and now you're going to see, you're going to reap the results of that manifestation.
Okay.
And so trust that.
Yeah,
trust that
I'm cutting,
and allow it. And that's really it in a nutshell.
Yeah, I'm cutting ties. I'm still trying to determine how much to communicate to these people and how much is just simply not worth it. So definitely cutting ties, and someone did say, you know, you cut these ties, you're going to open doors. So that's what I need. I need.
Yeah, doors and windows. Yeah.
Yeah. Better, positive.
More in an energetic resonance to who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So focus on that. And so as you go through that, and for those of you listening, allow yourself to continue to detach from your old stories, old wounds, old feelings. Really look at how you are navigating and operating in your world. If there's something that you need to do more of, then this is your time to do it. If there's something that you need to release, this is also your time to do it, because what you're doing is you're amplifying your manifestation abilities. You're amplifying them. So what you focus on is what you're creating. So continue to create what it is that you're looking for by focusing on it. It's okay to know that these other things are out there. It's okay to be aware of them. But what you want to do is focus on what it is that you want and stay tuned into that. When other things come in to challenge it, hold the space of knowing who you are. Go back to the basics.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. these unfortunate events, were, I see them all as gifts. One person was just commenting on my character, and I had to come to really think about myself, and I realized I've been doing ministry, and my heart is starting to open, which means it's more sensitive than it has been since I was like 5 years old. And I was able to say, no, there's a place in this world for this profound sensitivity. Not in a lot of places, like these people are showing me, but there is a place. I was able to say that, which is huge. I was also able to go deep enough to see this incredible trigger that caused so much trauma. Took me all the way back to a decision to have self-hate for myself.
Good for you. I mean, that takes courage to get there. And you did it. Well done.
I was kind of desperate. I really felt in limbo. I was starting to go crazy. The grief and the attack and everything, and it just, the trigger.
What it did is it unsettled you so that you could see what you needed to see. It unsettled you because you were rooted in an old belief or an old directive. And as you were shifted, it's like it unrooted the soil that was around your roots so you could really see what you were tapping into.
Yeah, and I saw, I literally had a choice to go to the left and go back to depression and all that stuff and almost mental illness, or to the right to try to find the connection to my source. But I didn't have the connection, so I was scared and angry and frustrated. How can I let go if I don't have that connection? But I calmed down, and I'm just back to faith and working, you know, and trying to find that connection.
Oh, Pat, I'm so excited for you. I could listen to you. I could listen to everybody all day long, and unfortunately, I have to wrap up
show,
but I'm so glad you were able to call in and give us an update on how you were doing. And I'm sending you a big hug.
Thank you.
I know it's a challenge, but you've got this. Just keep going. Trust that you know.
Thank you. Just wanted to connect and let you know where I've been, which I know you were aware.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thanks again for calling in and keep in touch. Okay. All right. To each of you, I just am so honored to be a part of your world as you're working through what it is that you're going on for each of you. It's, you know, it's so individualized, and yet we're all in the collective together. And, you know, it's something to remember as we move along. I see that I've got, you know, Bob from Australia and a couple of other callers here, and I thank you so much for calling in. I'm not going to have time to get to you today. You can always connect back with me on the next show, which will be on September 14th. Connected Living is the second and fourth Thursdays of the month. And in the meantime, you know, if you need to connect with me privately, you can go to my website at brendadavismatz.com. And you can connect to the Members Gateway and then communicate through that. Send me messages privately. I will respond to you. If you would like to connect, if you're local here in, you know, Teton Valley, Idaho, and Wyoming, and would like to connect into the EE system, which is a beautiful, beautiful technology that is really out and connecting everybody to their natural frequencies. I do a soul healing session in those now, and you can connect to that event through my website on the events page at brendadavismatz.com. And then also, too, if you'd like to do some work privately, maybe a way to step into that is through a 30-minute session, and you can use code NFTS at checkout and receive $50 off that 30-minute session. So it drops it from the $125 to $75. Every little bit helps. And then, too, you know, if you have your one question that you'd like to have answered, you can do a one-question session. And you can use coupon code QUESTION at checkout, and that will give you $5 off the $25 rate on that. So I always love connecting with each of you, and, you know, mark your calendars for September 14th, and that is actually the day we come out of Mercury retrograde, so there'll be a lot between now and then you get to look at, reflect on, and move through. But until our journey crosses paths again, I wish you beautiful love and light. And thank you so much for connecting. Bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.